SpaceX Crew 6 is launching soon with several first-time surprises. Find out more in today's episode.
3, 2, 1, engine full power.
Welcome to Your Space Journey, where we venture into the future of space exploration. Your journey begins now.
Thanks for joining me for Your Space Journey. My name is Chuck, and today we're going to talk about the upcoming SpaceX Crew 6 mission, which has many firsts, including the first UAE astronaut to fly aboard the Dragon spacecraft. The sixth SpaceX commercial crew mission to the International Space Station for NASA is scheduled to launch from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, named Endeavour, made it atop a Falcon 9 rocket, will carry two NASA astronauts, Mission Commander Stephen Bowen and pilot Woody Hoberg, along with UAE, United Arab Emirates, astronaut Sultan Aniadi and Roscosmos astronaut Andrey Fedayev, who will join as mission specialists. During its six-month mission, Crew 6 will conduct new and exciting scientific research to prepare for human exploration beyond low Earth orbit and benefit life on Earth. Experiments will include studies of how particular materials burn in microgravity, tissue chip research on heart, brain, and cartilage functions, and an investigation that will collect microbial samples from the outside of the space station. These are just some of the more than 200 science experiments and technology demonstrations that will take place during their mission. This is the first space flight for three of the astronauts, including mission specialist Sultan Aniadi, who joins us today. Sultan will be making his first trip to space and will be the first UAE astronaut to fly on a commercial spacecraft. Once aboard the station, he will become a flight engineer for Expedition 69. Sultan was one of two people selected from more than 4,000 candidates to become the first Emirati astronauts. He went through the UAE astronaut program at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center, or MBRSC. The MBRSC is a space research and development agency based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Established in 2006, the agency is responsible for developing and operating space projects and missions in the UAE. The MBRSC has played a key role in the development of the UAE's space program, including the launch of the country's first satellite, Dubai Sat 1, and the development of the Emirates Mars Mission's Hope spacecraft. The center also conducts research and development in areas such as remote sensing, space science, and space exploration, and has partnerships with international space agencies and organizations.
Your space journey.
I was fortunate to speak with Sultan a few weeks ago with a few other journalists on the line in a pre-launch news conference. I, of course, first asked Sultan how his space journey began. I understand your childhood dream was to be a pilot and an astronaut. I love how you were inspired by the night sky and the animated TV series Star Blazers. I was just wondering, can you tell us a little bit more about that, how you got inspired to go into space?
Well, again, you said that right. A person from the UAE, specifically in the city of Al Ain in the 80s, we could see really everything in the night sky. We see the Milky Way, stars, and I even remember seeing a comet. I can't recall what was the name, but I remember seeing that. It was so visible. So that was probably the beginning for me, wondering whether it's possible to go to space or maybe visit other planets. And as you mentioned, seeing cartoons and movies about space, that was the dream. And I do remember finishing high school, and I wanted to be a pilot, but that was not possible because I was wearing glasses. So turning towards engineering and serving for almost 20 years in the military, and at an age of 37, I thought it might be impossible to be an astronaut. But I do remember the call from His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, Prime Minister of Dubai, when he made an open call for everybody with capabilities and passion to enroll in the first program, the UAE astronaut program. Remember applying among 4,000 applicants, and was lucky enough and privileged enough to be selected along with my colleague Hassan Mansouri. So it was a wonderful journey so far. After the first mission, now we are talking about the second mission, a long duration. So I can't be happier than this.
Sultan was also asked about how he felt about this being the first Arab world's long-duration mission and what that means for the UAE's future plans for astronauts.
Thank you, Sarwat. I think this is a natural progression towards human space flight. After a very successful mission in 2019 when my colleague Hazar Mansouri went to space, I think that was a big boost for space program overall. So I remember going to schools and universities and even talking to ordinary people in the street. They all ask about space. They have questions about the missions and how is it like to be living in space and on board the station. So again, it's a natural progression towards chasing a new goal. That's why we are committed to this 6 months duration mission. And in the future, the UAE, I think, is going wherever the humanity overall is going. We also saw the successful Artemis 1 launch. It was a great proof of concept. Soon we'll have some people on board the Orion capsule. And definitely the UAE will try to be a part of that. We all know that the UAE has signed the Artemis Accord. And it's a matter of an opportunity. I think we have the will. We have the support from our leadership. Hopefully, the UAE will commit to this program, the Artemis. We're looking towards, hopefully in the future, seeing an astronaut probably orbiting or even landing on the lunar surface.
Of course, one of the privileges of being an astronaut is you get to take some things to space sometimes. So we asked Sutan what Emirate items he'll take to space.
I think, yeah, we are lucky enough to have some, I would say, bags we can take to space with personal items. So I'm taking some family photos. This is important. I'm taking some toys from my kids that I haven't told them yet, but I'm going to probably take some pictures of that and then send it down. I'm taking some university t-shirts again. Yeah, it's something that I'm looking towards taking to space, sharing that item with people on Earth. So I want to keep that connection with people on Earth using that item. And as I mentioned in the brief, I'm taking small rockets, Tintin figure. Have you seen The Adventure of Tintin? Yeah. As a personal items.
We also asked Sultan if he has any concerns about the effects of microgravity on this long-duration mission.
We have a rigorous training schedule. We train 2 hours every day to maintain the bone density and the muscle density as well. So hopefully there won't be a big of an impact on our bodies because we have measures. Yet we will still have some changes that we need to study actually when we come back. That's why we're taking samples before, during, and after the mission.
Your space journey.
Well, it was such an honor to speak with Sultan today. I'm so excited for him and the rest of the Crew 6 astronauts. If you'd like to follow on with this mission, again, just follow it at nasa.gov. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to do me a small favor and share this episode with a friend, I'd certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next time. God bless.